Unit 20. It's history. 20.2. Exercise 2. Questions 1 to 7.
Today, in our survey of the social history of Britain, we're going to be looking at the seaside holiday, and I'll start with a brief overview. Nowhere in the country is more than about 150 kilometres from the sea, but for centuries the sea was the preserve of shipping. It wasn't associated with leisure, even for those people who could afford to travel for pleasure. Britain's annual seaside ritual began in the 18th century with the new aristocratic fashion for sea bathing. Hardly anyone could swim in those days, and the main attraction of the seaside was the benefits of seawater and sea air for the health. Submersion in the ice-cold waves, followed by a glass of seawater mixed with milk or honey, was thought to cure all illnesses, so the aristocracy came in the winter. This fashion was soon followed by other people with money. In the mid-19th century, seaside resorts expanded rapidly as railways were constructed, connecting industrial towns with the coast. Far more people were now able to travel to the seaside, and sleepy coastal villages were transformed into booming seaside towns. They were no longer primarily regarded as health resorts, but as entertainment centres, and people generally went there in the summer. The holidaymakers were mostly middle class, as they were the only people who could afford the expensive train fares and seaside accommodation. But by the end of the 19th century, working class families were also flocking to the coast from the industrial towns and cities. 19th century seaside resorts attracted distinct social classes, and their reputation as either upmarket or downmarket became part of the national folklore, continuing into the 20th century and even to some extent today. Resorts that catered for the mass market laid on popular entertainments and provided inexpensive accommodation to entice people to stay longer, as many working class families could only afford day trips to the seaside. In the 1920s and 30s, seaside holidays boomed as never before, as doctors began to stress the importance of fresh air, exercise, and sunlight. This was because the poor state of the nation's health had become a major concern.